Hello, Lauren.
We're back from vacation.
Yeah. Was it creepy?
It was.
You know what else is creepy?
What?
Lakes.
Well, that's where we went on vacation.
I know.
So it would be
creepy.
It would make sense that the vacation was also creepy. It's only been 1 week that we haven't filmed a podcast. I feel like it's been a month.
Yeah.
It
feels like that sometimes.
Very rusty.
Yeah. I didn't play Destiny talking. For a week and it feels like I haven't played in years.
Oh, no.
I was crying how bad it was.
Oh, no. But yeah, our vacation was on a lake. I think we talked about that in the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And update, because I'm sure some people were wondering if the vacation was as stressful as I had just always predict that any vacation is nowadays. And I would say the first half was very stressful.
First half or the first like 2 days?
I would say that's the first half. We had the driving day. I had the packing, the driving. The incident with Melody having to go to the doctor on our first day there.
And that was it. For the main.
For the main. Yeah, but then like toward the end of the week, she started throwing tantrums because she was getting too tired and overstimulated.
Yeah, that's just as to be expected, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking we probably shouldn't have gone out in the lake with her that last day.
Yeah, we probably should have just like stayed. One of us went.
Yeah,
the
other person. My dad or someone, whatever.
Oh, well, you live and you learn.
You try to learn. That's the goal.
I mean, overall, it was fun. But what's funny is there's been a couple people being like, oh, did you have a relaxing vacation? I'm like,
you don't have relaxing vacations with toddlers
anymore. When you go with a small or young child, it is not a relaxing vacation.
I'm sure with probably like any time you go with kids up until maybe they're like.
When they can like entertain themselves, maybe.
But still, you have to like. Worry.
Yeah, you gotta worry about them.
It's over.
Find things.
Relaxing
for them to
vacations
do.
Are over, unless you
they
don't
can
go
relax.
With kids.
My sister relaxed, from as far as I know, with her like preteen teenager days. I don't know.
I don't think so.
My parents, I think, relaxed when we
they
were.
Did.
Like,
your mom did not relax. Sorry, Shelly, but I know you weren't relaxed, and I know you're saying you were, but you probably weren't.
Vacation is not relaxing when you go with. Especially a
just
small
say
child.
Children, yes.
Yes, children. But especially small children.
Well, yeah, because
it definitely gets better when they get older and they can like sit in another room and watch a show or
yeah,
play
and it's
a
not
game.
To say that it's bad.
It's not
it's
bad.
Fun. We had a lot
I
of fun.
I just said it was not relaxing.
It's just not relaxed. I know.
I didn't go on our trip expecting to have a relaxing vacation.
No. And when you have those like 5, 10, 20 minute moments, you're like, oh.
Yeah, whenever she would nap, I like. Anybody that was following my Instagram story, I would try to do like 5 different relaxing activities at the same time.
Trying to multi-relax.
Like for the hour and a half I had while she was napping and I didn't have to worry about her. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Just to give an update from the last episode because I was very stressed out while filming that episode and being negative and it probably showed.
Yeah.
But while we were on vacation, I was like, oh, I know a good topic because we were on vacation
with staring at it all day.
Yeah. Well, also we were on vacation with Bobby's brother and he looked up facts about the lake that we were staying on. And that's what made me think about it.
Yeah. He was like, oh, did you know there's a nuclear power plant over there?
They're like, thanks.
I think I heard of that, but I was just ignoring it.
That. I didn't know that.
I think I had told me, I think I had read it or maybe we'd seen it like a video we were watching.
Just try to block it out of my brain.
Yeah, but that's, I feel like, unless they're actively polluting, which I.
Yeah, but how would you ever know? Would you ever trust
them? No, you
them?
Don't. No.
If they came on
trust.
And was like, we're not polluting the river, would you
no,
be like,
when
oh,
they do
okay,
it, oh, we're sorry.
Yeah, and then when they do,
we're sorry.
Then the craziest thing, when you find out that a company was polluting the water or the land or whatever, they. Like the
oh,
government
we'll take care of it.
Tasks them
yeah, oh,
to
we'll
take
fix it.
Care of it. And I'm like,
yeah,
but
we know
they
we're
were
doing
the
wrong.
Ones that caused the problem.
Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We got this.
It'd be like if your child just kept stealing cookies and you were like, you know what? You are now in charge of the security of the cookies.
Once you run out, that's it.
And you are now responsible for making sure that these cookies do not get eaten. It's like, oh, I will do my best.
The more you learn, the older you get. Not so much age, but just
you get,
the more experience you have with the world, you realize how messed up it all is.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, what? Why am I trying so hard if it's all just burning?
Yeah. Why do you think? Well, either I've learned, oh, we should do an old people episode.
What do you mean? Old people like are
creepy? Old people are creepy.
Sure. Put it on the list.
Put it on the list. No, I was going to say, because like your stereotypical, no, not stereotypical. Sorry. I feel like almost all old people are either bitter, angry.
Yeah.
Or don't care about anything.
Most, and I feel, yeah,
like,
probably.
I feel like I'm going to be in the don't care about anything. And I think my theory is because you've just lived life for so long and you've lived and you've learned and seen so much that by the end, you're like either really angry about everything or you're like probably what I'm going to be like and just be like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, auto.
I can't. What? Everything's messed up and I'm just going to try to like live the rest of my days pretending it's not happening.
Yeah, it's fun when you're young and you have all this ambition and high expectations of the world. And you go to college and you start getting jobs and you're like, oh, what was I thinking?
I like how we haven't talked about lakes yet. Well, polluting lakes.
Oh, it's yeah, creepy. We're getting there.
Creepy.
We're easing into it by just being grumpy. Why,
do
old
you have
people.
Do you have a story about thing, gross stuff going into lakes?
No, not necessarily. I try not to get like, when I'm looking for stories, I try to stay away from like murders and like very bad things and try to just find like
very
creepy, funny
things.
Stuff. I don't want to just, we all know that
there's enough murder podcasts.
Yeah, we all know all the terrible things that happen in the world. Why do I have to keep talking about them? Even though that's literally what we've just been doing.
Lauren likes to listen to murder podcasts.
Yeah, well, you go listen to murder podcasts and we cannot talk about murder.
But what's funny is when we were talking about this topic, what was it? Last night before we went to bed, I asked you which you think is creepier, oceans or lakes.
Yeah, I said oceans.
We had a, yeah, I think I was not sure at first,
mm-hmm.
but after we talked it out, I say oceans are creepier.
Yeah.
And I will lay out my reasons.
Go ahead.
They are, I would say they are threefold, but no, I think there's more than three. Lakes are creepy.
Yes.
Because, these are the same aspects that lakes and oceans both share that make them creepy.
They're both wet.
They both, you can't see all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
In most lakes.
In most lakes.
Or big lakes.
And then when you find that, like a really clear ocean or like a really clear lake, it's so beautiful. And you realize, what did we do to this planet?
What did we do? You're going back to the...
Sorry.
But yeah, both lakes and oceans, you don't know what's under the water surface.
No. And would you want to see everything?
No, I don't think I would go in.
Yeah, if you saw all, like, I don't think I'd
like
want
if you them. Could put glasses on and just look
and see everything
and see every. No, I'm not talking about like people are probably like, that's goggles, water goggles. No, I mean like a computer system or something. Yeah. And you just, when you put it
you
on,
could see through
you
the
could
water.
Look down, straight like down, how, like from your boat.
Yeah, like polarized glasses, like help you can see a little bit better into the water. But just like x-ray. Water.
I want to know that. Would people feel, you all let us know, would you feel more or less comfortable going into the ocean or the
I guess
lake
obviously you feel more comfortable if you look and you're like, oh, there's nothing there. But then if you're like, whoa.
Yeah, would there ever be nothing there?
I don't know. Sure, in certain select little spots.
There's always something there.
Oh, yeah. There's always something lurking in the deep.
Okay, so you both can't see what's in them. They both have aquatic wildlife, and
no
aquatic
way.
Wildlife, like I talked about in the ocean podcast, just tends to be not great.
They're creepy. Talk
it's
about
like,
creepy.
Well, what lives in a pond? Oh, we did see otters. Those are cute.
Yeah.
I'll give a point for otters.
Do you think fish are creepy?
Fish are
most
creepy.
Fish.
Most
some fish
creepy.
Like
some are cute.
Like a bass, I don't think it's creepy because it's a very normal looking fish.
I'm trying to think of a. They're just kind of odd. Like,
yeah,
but you don't want to be still, like touched by fish.
No.
Like, they're.
Well, because they're weird.
Yeah, they're weird.
They're just weird things. Like, yeah.
They can breathe underwater.
They're just odd. Well, because you don't interact with them a lot. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, we went to this drive-in zoo when we were in North Carolina, and all animals were all over the place.
Oh my God, I loved
but
that.
But if it was an underwater submarine zoo, you wouldn't want to touch any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe like a dolphin.
I would touch a dolphin.
I know. I would too.
Or a turtle. Hmm. Just not fish.
That's about it.
That's I would try to tell, like in the water maybe, but like the second I would do it, I'd probably regret it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that eels in the ocean, yeah. There's snakes in the lakes.
Water snakes.
There's crabs, I think, in both. Trying to think what else lives.
In both?
Oh, lakes, alligators in some, not the one we were in.
Yeah.
Or else we wouldn't have been on it. Piranhas.
Dinosaurs.
That's really the only, I think it's just the creepiness of like, you don't know how deep it is. You don't know what creatures are in it.
It's always the unknown.
Also, there could be bodies.
Like the darkness. Yeah, that's Lauren's biggest fear, apparently, about lakes and bodies.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin lakes for everybody. But when I was a child, and what's funny is now that I go to therapy and I'm trying to like piece together why my anxiety is so bad. I mean, I feel like everybody's anxiety is getting worse. Let's be real. The world's just crazy and we know too much. But
that's why, because we all know too much.
We know too much. Yeah, Internet. People are like, how are people's anxiety so much worse nowadays? It's because we know everything.
Yeah, we know and hear about everything.
When you didn't hear about every little thing, you got to live in ignorant bliss.
Yeah, you got to watch
You got to see what was in the newspaper and see what they reported on. That was it.
That was it. That was bad stuff.
You get to hear what your neighbor told you down the street.
Yeah.
That was it. Everything else you could just pretend was fine all the time because you didn't know any better.
Not anymore.
But anyway, I tried to piece together like, oh, well, did I have anxiety as a child? And then thoughts come to me every now and then, like this one where I'm like, oh yeah, I definitely was not a normal carefree child. Because when I used to go to my cousin's lake and we would just be swimming in the open lake water, I couldn't fully enjoy it because I just always thought that either I was going to, like when I was kick paddling in the water,
you feel something
that I was going to like kick something and it was most likely going to be a dead body.
The most likely thing no one likes to be in open water. You feel like you're going to hit a fish or like seaweed or the bottom. Like,
no, but the ocean, I feel like I wouldn't touch a dead body as often as I would in a lake.
How many dead bodies have you touched in water?
Zero. No, but the ocean water. Okay, so the ocean water has a point because it moves.
Yes.
And by point, I mean like the creepiness point system. It gets a point. Wait, sorry. It gets a point for not being creepy.
Gotcha.
The system is very broken.
Oh my God.
It's not. You would think that the creepiness point system, you would get points for being creepy. But in my system, you get points for not being creepy. So a point for the ocean is that the water moves constantly. So if there's a dead body in the water, it's going to like wash up on shore. Most likely. It's not just going to be there.
Yeah.
The lake, it's just going to be there.
There's just so many all over the place.
Now, the next time somebody's swimming in a lake, that's what they're going to think about.
I've never have thought about
that. I need to know if my mom has thought about this, and maybe that's where I learned Maybe she said it like jokingly one day.
I found a dead body in there. You better not go out there.
As a child, God. I think one of my biggest fears was I was going to come across a dead
body. That's so
random.
Like,
in the woods. Even now, when we go like deep in the woods, I'm like looking.
It's never, ever crossed my mind.
Really?
Never, ever.
Okay, see, this is
why. That I would find a dead body anywhere. Never.
I think about it like a lot.
Never, ever have I ever thought it. And I hope I don't. Because this is so insane.
And then if you do, I'm going to be like, see?
I'm just like, damn it, Lauren.
Damn it.
Why did you have to share all this with me?
She told me the odds of this. I think the odds are like.
Yeah, recently Lauren and I uncovered that I have become a lot more, I've gotten a lot more like anxiety. And she's like, oh, is that because of me? And I'm like, yep.
Is it? I'm sorry. I thought it was because you had Melody.
That too, but just remember we talked about this.
Well, then start going to therapy because I can't help you.
I'm gonna.
I feel like my anxiety, I feel like my anxiety has pivoted to like from real. I mean, every now and then I have my real world anxiety, but like it's pivoted to like the fantasy land now.
You just want to be anxious about
it. It's just like dead bodies getting broken into. Like, it's always the extremes I'm worried about.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's worried about them, but not. It's not constantly on their mind.
Or just in general, like, I wonder how many children were swimming in that lake thinking they were going to, like...
Just you. Just you.
Okay, that, or I was just always worried, like, something was going to grab me. Which I think is a
rational
mean,
that's a little bit more, just because that's, like, in movies and stuff.
But again, that's when has that ever happened? That just a person
Hey!
A creature humanoid.
I was underwater.
Grabs you and brings you down.
I was looking for you.
I mean, I guess if an animal could like bite you and bring you down, that
saw you swimming. Want to come get you. Bye bye.
Wait, why did we decide the ocean? But to wrap up that piece scenario.
How many points we at now?
I gave him a gold star.
At random times, you gave
thumbs up and 2 points.
See if there's a conversion table in that notebook over there.
I think at the end of our conversation, we decided that the ocean was scarier because it's deeper, it's bigger, and you can.
Our main point.
What?
Keep going.
Like why the ocean is the scariest?
Main reason. I forget what the kicker was.
The kicker. Like it's just because it's so deep, it hasn't been explored. I said lakes because a lot of lakes are man-made, which we'll talk about later. And I said man-made lakes make me feel safer because that means that there was no like prehistoric animal that's been living in the bottom of the lake that we don't know about. But the ocean is not man-made and there could be things living there that we don't know
about. I think
if
we go back to our ocean podcast, we've only explored 5% of it.
Oh, God.
I believe so.
Probably.
And lakes, right. It's 100%.
Lakes, I'm pretty sure 100% has been explored.
I don't believe that.
No?
No, I don't think all
lakes. They drain lakes, don't they?
They can drain some lakes, but not all lakes. I learned about the biggest lake in the world.
What is the biggest lake in the world?
What is it?
Yeah,
what do you
which,
mean?
Like, what lake?
It's.
It's not in the U.S.
No, it's in Russia and Malaysia. Oh. It's bigger than, you take all the Great Lakes combined, it's bigger.
Damn.
Than that. You can like vividly see it when you look on the map. It's pretty cool. Hmm. Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, you let us know if you have a different opinion, but I think that oceans are creepier, which is funny because I think my mom is more scared to swim in lakes than
but
oceans.
But I also think there's more like dangerous animals in the ocean.
There is, 100%.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The only dangerous stuff in a lake is like a snake, which I don't even think most of them are that dangerous.
Yeah, I mean,
alligators, but you shouldn't be swimming in a lake
where
there's alligators.
Stupid things like jellyfish and like, what are those? The red tide or whatever it was called?
Yeah.
Like amoebas.
Oh, yeah. The ocean definitely has deadlier and creepier animals than the lakes.
Ocean creepier, lake still creepy, but not as creepy. Let's continue. Why are lakes creepy?
But what's funny.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah.
With all of that is that.
We want to move to a lake.
Our dream is to live on a lake.
Yeah.
Even though we just went on a rant about dead bodies, then my chances of finding
a
dead body
are
going to go up a lot.
You should just get ready.
I'll carry a whistle with me at all times to alert people.
Dead body whistle.
Oh my God. Which is not a funny fear to have, but like.
It's an insane
fear. A dead
fear.
Body isn't like a harmful thing to me, except for mentally, I guess. But like, wouldn't you be more scared of something that's going to cause you harm? Dead body's not going to cause you harm.
Not really, no.
Besides trauma.
It's trauma. Mental harm.
Mental harm. But yeah, our dream is to live on a lake.
Yes.
I feel like not many people have that dream. I feel like most people are like, I want a beach house.
Yeah.
They want the ocean. I want to explain why I don't like the ocean. I don't like living on the ocean. Similar to yours?
Maybe not.
And last year we stayed in a house that was on the ocean. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
However, if I had to deal every single day with sand coming through the house and being in the showers, if I had to deal with also just like the stick, I feel like just sticky. Like, do you know what I
I
mean? It's like
water.
The salt getting into the air.
Yeah.
No, not even going in the water, just being around.
Yes.
I know you know, but I'm explaining.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe people haven't been to the ocean.
True. Some people have not.
The ocean, negative points for living on the ocean. Storms are really bad when they roll off the ocean. You have to worry about flooding, evacuating, all that stuff.
Yeah.
A lake, you don't really have to worry about that.
Depending where you are now.
Yeah. I would say the majority.
Majority. Probably. Yes.
Or at least the one we were, most lakes are inland too.
Yes.
Tend to be. Well, so you don't have to worry as much. There's no salt in the water. So it's more fresh water, which can be good or bad either way.
You're not going to drink lake water.
Yeah, but do you feel grosser coming out of the lake?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm the opposite.
It feels less, feels more polluted, especially with like gas boats, whereas like the ocean is continually like cleaning itself with just.
True. We did
the
go
earth
to the.
And
we,
salt.
We did go to the boat dock when I took Melody to walk over to the boat dock at that restaurant. And
it was oil.
It was just oil sitting on top of the.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing about oceans. Not the one good thing.
That's
one,
it.
One of
points
the,
for the ocean.
Points for the ocean. Why do you want to live on a lake?
Why do I want to live on a lake?
Versus like any other body of water.
I don't know. Whenever I think of just like happiness.
Oh God.
I think of just like waking up in the morning and just seeing a body of water.
A body.
A body. In,
seeing a body.
Seeing a body in a body of water. Like a lot of my happy times.
There's another one. I'm going to have to call the sheriff again.
I love seeing bodies in water, alive or dead. Like, I don't know. One of my happiest childhood memories is the simplest thing of just like waking up on the Delaware River and walking out and it was quiet and the fog was lifting off the river. And I and answer. Then staying at my friends' houses.
But why wouldn't you want to live on a river then?
Because it's not easy to. And it's a constant moving. No.
Rivers are creepy.
Rivers, that's next, guys. We're going to do all
rivers aren't really
we're
creepy,
getting
though.
We'll get all the way down to puddles.
Puddles.
I could like grew up in Lake Hopatcong. I didn't grow up on the lake, but I had a lot of friends who I had a good amount of friends who lived on the lake, and I was always jealous of them because they could go on boats. What?
Thinking about bodies again.
God damn. Lord.
Just because you said body of water. I was like, oh my God. It's a conspiracy. It's called a body of water. That's why there's bodies in it. That's why people are like, that's where I'm going to put
it. Guys, see what I deal with all the time?
Okay, good.
Yeah, just being like jealous of them essentially because
yeah,
you have a great view.
Did a lot of your friends have boats?
Only like three of my friends lived on like, not many, but a couple did.
Yeah, lived on the water.
Yeah, or okay. Yeah, lived on it. And then a couple friends had boats, but didn't live on it. And I just always, I don't know, just always enjoyed a nice body of water.
I'm trying to get over the body thing.
I know.
Bringing it back.
I would love to be able to wake up in the morning and just like take a kayak out. And
like we did for the, yeah. Well, you didn't get to do it on this trip, but.
Go for a paddle, go fishing. I like to fish. I'm not like a crazy big fisherman, but I enjoy fishing. Yeah, I just always enjoy being on a nice body of water.
Someday. But I just meant like, why lake specific? Why not the ocean?
So not the ocean because my irrational fear is that global warming is going to happen sooner than later and the tides are going to rise.
I forgot that is what.
And
you,
it's pretty irrational, I think. And I don't think it's going to be that drastic.
I don't think it's going to happen that fast.
Yeah. But
but
also even when there's just storms, like if you look at coastal towns, when they do have hurricanes and stuff, they can be destroyed. And I'd like to avoid
I just don't, wouldn't want to have to evacuate.
I'd love to have like,
I feel like that would be
a vacation home, like a small vacation home in the body,
like Bora Bora, a body, have the, like, a huts house in the ocean.
Yeah, I just, whenever like I'd go to, like, we went to Aurora for Chris and Andy's wedding and that house that was in the lake there. Like, it's just very calming, I think. I think just seeing a nice body of water is very calming to me.
I also just think lake. So that's I finally figured out my reason why I like lake so much. Well,
you love bodies of water.
Yes. my biggest lake like experience was I have cousins who live in Connecticut on Candlewood Lake.
That's a nice body of water.
That is a very nice body of water. And we used to go visit them all the time. And every time we would be, they had a boat with like the raft on the back of it. Yeah. The tube. And their house wasn't on the water.
It was right across,
but I think you can kind of see it.
They had a view.
They're like up. Yeah. They're still there, but they,
they're across the road from the lake.
Yes. So you could still, you could walk down to the lake.
House.
Yeah. You could walk down to like that beach and back up. So it was that, like, it was, they didn't have to be on the water. They probably saved a lot of money not being on the water.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, going to visit them, I remember I always loved being on the boat, going on the lake, just that vibe. And then when I was older, I would go hang out with my cousins there and we would have like boat parties where you tie up the boats together.
Yeah.
And then you like drink.
And you can do that without living on the lake, of course, but.
What? Like, yeah, but you'd need to know somebody who has a boat.
You can still get a boat without living on a lake.
Yeah, I guess.
No, you can. There's no guessing. You can. You can get a boat and have it docked at
well,
a
depending on the lake.
Okay. Well, most lakes that have marinas,
yeah,
you can have a boat and you rent the space.
Oh. Why don't we just do that?
We can, but I like to live on a body of water.
I gotcha. Someday. This isn't our dream, let's say portfolio. I don't even think that's a thing.
What are you saying?
Our dream, like in the future, like hopefully we can figure it out and live on a lake someday.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the plan, I believe. Yeah.
If we're figuring it out.
Most of the reason why we just went on that vacation.
Yeah, we're scouting lakes.
Yeah, we are. We're scouting. We're body of water scouting.
We have a couple bodies of water.
That were
negative
keeping
points.
Keeping our eyes on.
Negative points if I find a body in it.
Did not find any bodies, thankfully, on the lake we were just at. No human bodies.
I like that you had to specify. What other bodies did we find?
Well, there's, animals have bodies.
Okay. Did we find those?
No.
Oh, this conversation's gone chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out my point. The reason I like lakes is because, like, the ocean, you don't really have, like, a community because the ocean is a very big, like, there's no, like, you don't have a shared ocean.
Okay. I
mean, you might have a shared shoreline.
Yeah. What about a bay?
A bay, I think you can have a community in because sure, it kind of is closed off.
Ocean communities?
But I don't think so. Not really.
Just feels like something you don't know much about. And you sound positive. I would think
that, I've never heard of one.
What if you lived in a golf course that was on the ocean and there was a golf course community in that?
Yeah, but it's still not a neighborhood community.
Why is it not?
I don't know.
Because it's not. What if you lived on a really big lake? And you had shoreline.
What are you talking about? Yeah, but lakes usually have a lake community because you're all paying to take care of that lake and the space around that lake, usually.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. What do you mean? The communities we're looking at are like the one we just went to.
Yeah, but there's definitely that similar thing for oceans.
Okay. You show me. Get up.
Nah, later.
It's because I'm right. I'm telling you.
Continue on. Sorry.
I like,
but the, I think this,
I like the lake life.
Yes.
Okay. What is it? Ocean life?
The qua. Yeah.
Well, I just mean like when you go into stores around lakes, they're just like, they have all this apparel that's like lake life, lake living.
And that's what we want. We want to be able to finally wear our lake living apparel.
I always want to buy it. And I'm like, but I'm going to look stupid because I don't do lake life.
I don't know
life.
What the lake life is like.
I can't buy it because I don't have the. Well, I went to the one store and there I took a picture of it and it says like the lake.
The lake is calling.
No, it said.
But I also something I really want to be able to do and what we did when we were on our vacation is to take a boat to a restaurant.
Oh, that was the best.
And boat home.
I don't know why. Like it's.
Because it's different. It's not getting in a car. It's very different. And it's,
yeah, there's a different vibe when you get a boat to go back home.
You don't. You feel like you're not. Let's just. You're a lot less likely to get in a crash.
I mean,
fair. You have a lot more driving space.
Oh, here it is.
There's less rules.
A day at the lake restores my soul.
That's what you took a picture of?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's soul restoring.
Because I was trying to piece together why I like the lake so much. I think it's just because it's calm.
It's calm.
Not loud. Like
it's
the ocean
tranquil.
Is loud. Yes.
The ocean's not loud.
Yes, it waves is. The crashing? Waves, yeah. I mean, it's nice,
beautiful.
But it's still.
It sounds lovely.
I know, but it's not quiet.
Some people fall asleep to that.
I know, I don't.
You fall asleep to The Office.
I know. When the ocean starts learning how the Office theme song, you let me know. Why can't you agree with any of my lake points?
I'm agreeing with them.
No, you're not.
I'm just debating your other
the
points.
Lake is, you're telling me that the lake is. The ocean is just as quiet as the lake.
No.
Okay.
But it can be
quiet. That was my
point.
That was my point.
It can be tranquil.
It's not quiet. It's a soothing sound. It's a sound. The lake makes no sounds. This podcast episode is so unhinged.
The lake is quiet.
The lake is quiet. It makes no sounds.
Okay. I mean, yes, it can be very quiet. In the morning when it's nice and calm.
Yeah.
And
I wish I got up in the mornings more. I feel like every morning I was busy. Like, what was I doing? I mean, we
looking
were with her.
After Melody.
I know, but did she not want to go outside in the morning?
You were always
I don't remember.
Getting ready.
Yeah.
Getting her ready. Getting her food.
Getting me ready.
You getting
and then
ready.
We were going somewhere, usually. But it was very nice. By the way, I don't think we, did we say the last time? We went to Lake Norman. It was like 30 minutes north of Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was the first time we were ever, we went to the Outer Banks was our first North Carolina trip. But I wouldn't, every time we tell somebody that, they're like, I wouldn't count that as North Carolina because it's more of like, it's a tourist ocean town. It's not North Carolina.
Still in North Carolina.
I know, but it's not real North Carolina. It's like, God. It's mainly semantics. Like vacationers.
Whatever.
I will say it did not feel like.
So if you go to the Jersey Shore, were you in New Jersey?
Eh. If I picture New Jersey, I don't picture that area. That's whatever. The Jersey Shore. It's like a separate entity. Okay. So is the Outer Banks.
Okay.
If I picture North Carolina, I'm not.
What if you live in the Outer Banks? Do you live in North Carolina?
No, you live in the Outer Banks. I would count you as living in the Outer Banks.
It's not a state.
What?
Outer Banks.
I know it's
state.
Not a state, but it's like its own separate entity.
Whatever.
To me. Okay. Not for real. But yeah. This was our first time experiencing like inland North Carolina. It was nice. It was not very as nice. Southern as I anticipated, which yeah. For me was a good thing because I feel like the South is fine, but it's just very different from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Like just like if a person that grew up in the South came up North, they'd probably be like, what the hell is what are you all doing? Why are you all angry?
Going so fast?
Why are you so fast and angry? And like,
and it didn't feel too slow down there. It was definitely a few instances.
It was a little slower, but not
a different speed of life, which is good. And which is something we'd like more of.
Yeah. We did say that everybody up here just seems like just a tiny bit more angry.
Tiny bit? I would say a good amount.
Everybody up here seems a lot more angry and frustrated and which I get. Get it because it's expensive here.
Expensive. The weather sucks.
It's super expensive. It's one of the highest tax states in the whole country. Yeah. Thus, everybody's busy so that they can like pay all these really high priced bills. That's why the Southern people seem to be a lot happier because everything's cheaper and they get to be a little like have a slower
enjoy their
way
life,
life
a little bit more.
Yeah. I went to like the town of Davidson was lovely. It's a college town, but we went on a weekday, like, cause we're on vacation. We went on a weekday. I can't tell you how many people I saw just like nicely hanging out with their children, playing chess outside. I was like, what alternative reality is this? Like I saw like a mother and her like young daughter pretending to play chess on this thing. They're both having a great time.
Pretending?
Having coffee. Well, I don't think the girl knew how to play chess.
Oh, okay.
They were playing her version of chess is.
Still playing.
Yeah, there was that. There was, just people like every time we'd go into like a store, people would like want to just genuinely
warm
talk
and welcoming.
To us, not sell us something. Cause like I said, I've been to like boutique type stores here where people are obviously nice to you because it's like,
buy my
their
stuff.
Store and they want you to buy stuff, but a lot of times it's like more pushy salesy up here. Mm-hmm. Down there it's just like, oh, where are you guys visiting from? Like,
let me know if I can help you with anything.
Oh, there's this great place to eat down the street. If you can't find something here, go to the other store. Like there's no
it's definitely noticeable.
It was
difference.
Nice. There was a vibe. The vibes were good.
And I went and played golf down there with my dad one day, and it was drastically different than playing golf here. First off, the course we played was $45, which up here would be maybe $145 at times.
Damn.
Over $100, definitely. There was no starter. So for those of you who don't know what that means, which is probably most of you, when you go to play golf, at least where I'm from, there's a person who like is stationed nearby where you start, and they like make sure you get there on time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's usually like,
but I don't play golf.
At
much.
Most places, there's like a little like hut, let's call it. Okay. Like a little tiny little house thing where they'll sit in, and they'll just be like, you know, they'll tell you when to start, if they're, you know, if it's cart path only, which means you can only drive in the path, you can't drive the cart on the course.
On the
just, and it's fine. It's good. It kind of keeps the pace of play. Down there, we checked in at the pro shop, and the guy was like, all right, you can head down there around 11:50, 11:55. There's no one there. Just feel free to tee off. I'm like, okay. Really nice range there, which is, you know, that's more so just course dependent. We got paired with a nice father and son-in-law, play with them. And then we played the first 9 holes and they were done. So me and my dad went and got some food and a couple drinks. And if you do that in Jersey, it's usually like outside, you get them quickly and you go very quickly. There's usually like a cart. There was no beverage cart, which I know is also course dependent. But anyway, so we waited like 10 minutes for the chicken fingers because they took a while because we're in the South. This is like the very few slow experiences we had. But it was nice. There was no pressure. there's people there just hanging out, watching TV, drinking a beer. And we went to go play the 10th hole, the back nine. No one in front of us, no one behind us. And it was like we had the whole course to ourselves. And yes, it was a Monday, but still the front nine was pretty crowded, but
yeah,
just a very different vibe. And
yeah, I mean, I'm sure it happens. Obviously people like get upset or frustrated or angry, but I didn't see any like annoyances while
yeah.
we went to restaurants.
And every story went into, everyone was like helpful and nice and not feeling like you're there to ruin their day, which is what you feel like when you're here.
Yeah. Well, I told one of the store ladies, I was like, it's nice just to like talk to somebody.
Yeah.
As like, what's it called? Cause I said, whenever we go, if you go to a store in New Jersey, a lot of the times they're just like, oh, hi. And then they like pray that you don't need their help for anything.
Yeah.
Which I also get, cause I was like that when I worked a customer service job as well. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. I want to travel the country, and I know we're getting off lakes, so we have to get back on track, but I want to travel the country more because I feel like I know so little about my own country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's been times I go to places, like even when we drive from New York to Florida, it's just like very eye-opening. I'm like, oh my God, people live so different, and we all live in the same country. And it's like, oh, no wonder everybody thinks differently and does things that I don't understand. It's like, yeah. But I will say, I used to have... not negative views about the South, but like
uninformed
views about the South. And it's very much changing. I very much now am like, I think you guys got it like a little more right. Like, I feel like, well, cause they, I mean, not to say I'm in the wrong, because a lot of the people from the South have a negative view of the people from like the North. I'm talking about the North and South,
the North.
Civil War. I meant like, cause it's like the California, New York elitists, like they think, and I totally understand why,
because certainly
I can see the vibes of those types of people versus the vibes of Southern people. And I'm just like, but like I said, when we did go to North Carolina, almost everybody I met was a transplant from the North.
Yeah. From
either from California. I met New Jersey, met New York,
Connecticut.
They all just moved down there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it. I understand why you did.
Yeah, it was very nice.
We're testing out where
testing
we
want
to be for the rest of our days.
Yes.
Or not the rest of our days, but the rest of our family
days. The next
days.
Part of our life.
The next part of our lives before our kids are gone.
Yeah.
Which is a big chunk of our lives and probably the most important to decide where we should live. So... we're working on that. We've got a couple of years.
Yeah, that's why we...
But we do know that we want to live on a lake.
Yeah.
That's our, like, goal.
Yeah.
If we can't find that, then we're just, like, staying put. So we're trying to find that, whatever that entails. Like, the perfect place for that to be, I guess.
Yeah.
If you guys have suggestions, you let us know.
Do you have any creepy lake experiences?
Besides the dead bodies?
Besides the, the dead bodies you dreamed of?
Do you have any creepy lake experiences? I'm sure we've seen, like... like water snakes. All of my lake experiences have been really pleasant.
Nice. Yeah, most of mine have. Yeah, all of mine. Most of mine.
Why do you have one?
Well, the one silly one, we were on the lake in a boat and I was in the front and we were just like cruising and a fish jumped out of the water and hit me in the head. I don't know if it was like, I don't think it was a flying fish, just a fish like jumped out.
I will say that happens like every now and then it'll be silence and you'll just hear like a huge
jump.
Splash from them jumping
getting
out.
Them buds. So I can see
that. I will say it is a little creepy, which it also happens on oceans though. When you, if you do some sort of like water sport activity behind a boat and you fall off,
and you just have to wait there in the middle
and hope that
that's
the boat,
creepy.
The boat realizes.
But it's just,
and also hope that, well, because people die when they're in the water and no, like boats or jet skis are speeding by and they can't see you.
Yeah, well, that's why you should wear like
a bright life jacket.
Bright life jacket, and whoever's the boat should have a flag, and they should, the second you fall off, you should have a spotter that's like, okay, they fell off, turn around. And most people would notice that, but I'm sure. It happens.
Oh, I will say, I think you have it in one of your lake stories because we talked about it, but I always had an irrational fear of Lake Placid. And I'm now realizing that there's nothing scary in Lake Placid. Well, no. Sorry, there is. There's the one story
I have
that
a story
I told
about
you.
It. Yeah.
Well, we could talk about that first if you want.
No, I was going to save it for the end because it's one of the more...
Oh, okay. Interesting ones?
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to know, does anybody else have an irrational fear of Lake Placid because there was a scary movie that came out in the 90s called Lake Placid?
That's why, like, people said Jaws, like, ruined oceans for people or going to the lake.
Yeah, but the craziest thing is Lake Placid wasn't even about Placid.
They just used
the name to be more, like, catchy, that's like, so to weird. Get people's attention.
Why? People's think... When did it come out?
1996.
Yeah, I would assume it's the movies. 99.
Oh,
yeah, they did some weird things in the 90s.
Day. Wait, do we talk about that? Or should I talk
there's
about
like
now?
Lake Placid 2, there's multiple 3, ones. The final chapter. Oh my God, look at the freaking cover for
it. Wait, is it in your notes to talk about or no? Should I talk about it now? Lake Placid, the movie.
Yeah, the movie? No, not the movie.
So Lake Placid, the movie... It was made in 1999 and it was about a giant alligator that lived in a lake, which I just always assumed was Lake Placid. Like they were pretending because in real Lake Placid, there's no alligators. It's up north.
In New York, right?
Yeah, in New York. There's no alligators. But in the movie, it also wasn't in Lake Placid. They just named it Lake Placid to try and get people's attention to go watch it because Lake Placid is like an Olympic, like people know Lake Placid.
That's
it?
Did
you look it up?
That's not Lake Placid.
I think so. Whiteface was next to it? Yeah, Lake Placid. It's like where they do the Olympic stuff.
This is it? It's tiny.
Yeah, it's not a big lake. It's where they do the
Lake
Olympic
Placid,
stuff.
That's it.
Yeah. But in the movie, it wasn't, fun fact, it wasn't Lake Placid. It was like a fictional lake that they name in the movie. So in the movie, it was all about this like prehistoric, it's basically like the Megalodon, which is like a mythical giant shark, but in Lake Placid, it was that, but an alligator.
There
so a mythical giant alligator. Yeah.
So insane. I don't think I ever watched it.
It was not great. I don't know why I watched it when I was younger.
Like that,
I think
it's not that big of a lake.
No, it's not.
I was expecting a much bigger lake. Let down.
It's also an oddly shaped lake.
It's like a circle.
It's like a river almost.
It's like a donut.
But yeah, Lake Placid, because I had seen that movie back when I was like, I don't know, that came out when I was 10. It was probably on video, but when I was 11 or 12. Yeah, I saw that. I watched bits and pieces of that movie and it scared the crap out of me about Lake Placid.
Interesting.
Even though there's no such thing as a giant alligator living in a lake in New York, and B, it didn't take place in Lake Placid. It was in a fake lake.
Very odd.
But yeah, so anytime I would pass, because I used to go to college past Lake Placid, I'd have to pass it.
They could just make movies about anything back in the day and be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that movie did well, too, because they made 2 or 3 more of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I have an irrational fear of Lake Placid. So if anybody else also has that fear that grew up in the 90s, let me know so I don't feel so alone and weird. I still, whenever somebody says
Lake Placid. You got to make a movie called Bodies of Water where it's just... Bunch of bodies.
There's bodies.
And they're zombies and they come out at night.
Ooh.
And their bones are their money. So are the worms. All right. Would you like to hear some stories? Well, some creepy lakes that
is it going to make me not want to live on a lake anymore?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
I mean, if me thinking bodies are just always in the lake at this point.
Yeah.
Then that
well,
hasn't
you're
going to
love this first one.
Okay. Is it about bodies?
Damn right it is.
I hope somebody's keeping a tally of how many times I've said
So
podcast.
I went and found some websites that talked about creepy lake stuff.
Okay.
Most of it was just like people dying in lakes and whatnot.
Yay.
So I tried to find
I
some.
I told you.
So I tried to find some that were a little less morbid.
Okay.
And the first one I have, as I'm saying this, is literally about.
Is morbid.
Is morbid. So let's get into it. It's a lake in India called Roopkund, R-O-O-P-K-U-N-D, probably pronouncing that wrong. It's a very shallow lake in the Himalayas. It's located 16,500 feet above sea level at the bottom of a slope. It's on one of India's highest mountains.
Oh, it's on a mountain?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And in 1942, they discovered the remains that were scattered around the lake as the lake would lower from glacial waters and evaporate. As the summer would go on, the water would evaporate. It would go lower, and they found a bunch of bodies in there. Depending,
just all in
this
the
is
lake.
Lauren's nightmare. Depending on the season and weather, the lake, which remains frozen for most of the year, expands and shrinks. only when the snow melts are the skeletons visible, sometimes with flesh attached and well-preserved.
What?
To date, the skeletal remains of an estimated 600 to 800 people have been found here. And tourism promotions, the local government describes it as a mystery lake.
So they don't know why they're there, the bodies?
No. They're old.
They're old. Maybe it was a burial site that flooded. And then
there's a couple of theories. Battles, burials. Just, you know.
So that nobody's like gotten them? They're just there?
I guess so. I didn't go that heavily into my research here. This one I did a lot of research because the story that this website told me ended up being false, which I hope there wasn't many throughout our podcast history that were false. This just sounded weird, so I wanted more information on it, so I looked it up. So it's called Bay Lake. It's in America. It's a natural lake about a mile in length located in Orange County, Florida, with two natural islands within it. The smaller of the pair is named Shipwreck Island, located between the Contemporary and Wilderness Lodge Resorts, so down in Disney. The larger island, as at the center, is known as Discovery Island.
I would never trust a lake that's in Florida.
Called Shipwreck?
Just in general.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the alligators. If you have a body of water, they will find their way in.
Despite the name, Treasure Island was not an island attraction that promised thrilling pirate adventures and searches for buried treasure. It was instead a walkthrough attraction that allowed guests to observe tropical plants and wildlife.
Oh, well, then I guess it would make sense if they had wildlife in the lake. I thought you meant that they were going to like use it to swim in and stuff.
No, I mean, people did, but...
Okay.
That gets to my story.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom was a larger, more intricately themed Walt Disney World zoological park inspired by the neighboring Busch Gardens. It would open... in 1998, and that would lead to a decrease in the guest attendance of the smaller Discovery Island, which didn't really have any attractions. So that's kind of like the reason it shut down in 1999, a couple years later, which brings me to my point. Not quite yet. But so it shut down in 1999, and now it's an abandoned like theme park, and you look at the pictures.
Yeah, I've seen
pictures. You've seen pictures of like abandoned theme parks. It's really creepy. All of the main structures are still intact. The canopies that hang over the dock, which used to welcome guests off the boats, all exotic birds are still there. The offices are still there, and it almost looks like the animals are like just taking nature back. So I heard the rumor that I read was that it was abandoned in 1999 when dangerous brain parasites were found in its surrounding waters.
Brain parasites.
So I want a little more information on that because I was like, really? I've never heard of this. What actually happened was in 1980, in the Associated Press, a story was about a rare but deadly disease caused by an amoeba found in Florida freshwater lakes that had killed people. And this report had killed its fourth victim. It was in New York. Kid, I think he was 11 years old, who was swimming in the lake. So, that's that creepy story. But it's creepy for a couple reasons for that, which was in the 80s, not in 1999, like this false website was telling me. And it's just a very creepy. Look it up. Again, that's...
I have seen the pictures
before. Discovery Island. It's creepy.
Even just the pictures are creepy.
How about Gardner Lake in Connecticut? And this is why I asked you about Candlewood Lake, because I'm like, oh, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's a small lake with a big reputation. It is known for two things, being a great fishing destination and for being really, really haunted. And this is some crazy story. So in 1895, a local man decided to place his house onto a large sled and move it across the lake.
Oh, my God.
While
it was
frozen.
Oh, my God, like the movie Up?
Yes, but
in a sled?
Down.
Okay.
He didn't go up.
Okay.
He wanted his house on the other side, and it cost a lot less to put it on sleds and move it across.
Oh, no.
But
what could go wrong in this?
The ice suddenly cracked because they were, like, draining water.
Oh, he was on the lake when it was frozen?
Yes, I said that.
Oh.
He tried to move it across the lake while it was frozen.
Okay.
So it's more like frozen than up.
Yes. Okay.
So I did a little more research on this one, too, because I'm like, this website is leading me to not believe everything I'm reading, but this is true. And what was happening is they were letting water, they were like draining it. So the air between the ice and the water got bigger. Ooh. So it cracked and the house fell in, but it's not a very deep lake. So it like sunk in and it like kept sinking into the mud, but like it was stuck there. But like the house was like out of the water.
You could still see it. Yeah.
And like for a long time, people like when it would freeze back over, like, or not even like people would go near it and like ice skate around it, swim around it. It eventually like sunk more below. So it stayed there. It's still there, I believe. And it's kind of just like rotted away mostly. But the legend is that the house was and is still haunted. And they say that even today, you can hear the ghosts playing a piano in the submerged house.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked about it in the ocean podcast, but anything underwater that's not supposed to be there, I don't like.
Yeah.
Man-made structure. Wait, did the guy die?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh. I feel like they would have said that.
Yeah. Would you like to learn about some lake construction?
Sure.
I learned about why they construct lakes for hydroelectric power.
Oh.
Because of the Hoover Dam?
I was going to say, I know that
Grand Canyon, Hoover, one of the like early dams that they built, and they're like, "Oh, we can get power from water."
Yeah.
And that like started this whole
lake
revolution of building lakes and bodies of water for all the power companies. So, Candlewood Lake, Connecticut, where you used to visit as a youngster. Dreading seeing dead bodies and deadly bodies of water. So in 1926, Connecticut Light and Power Company's board of directors approved the plan to build a man-made reservoir in order to produce electric power. It would become...
Oh, so Candlewood Lake was by the power company?
Yes, it would become Candlewood Lake. It took Candlewood Light and Power 26 months to complete the construction of Connecticut's largest lake, including the building of the dam and flooding of the 5,420 acres of farmland, forest, and the small community of Jerusalem on land belonging to the town of Brookfield, Danbury, New Fairfield, New Milford, and Sherman. The project also required that 4,500 acres of woodland be hand-cleared. Some of the 1,400 laborers on the project were housed for temporary work camps built at the site. In all, there were 35 families who owned property in the area to be flooded and to which Connecticut Light and Power held the right of eminent domain under which private property can be taken for public use.
What? I didn't know that.
Most of these families sold their property to the company, but a few of them refused, and some of the lake bed property is still privately owned. So some of the lake.
So they still flooded it, but they own that portion of the flooded.
Approximately 100 buildings, including schools, houses, barns, and churches, were demolished or moved, even gravestones removed. As were remains that workers were paid a dollar to exhume for reburial. On February 1928, water was first pumped into the valley, and by September of that same year, the lake was officially completed at 429 feet above sea level. Candlewood Lake is 60 miles long, 3.2 miles wide, and an average depth of 40 feet, and covers a surface area of 8.4 square miles or 5,400 acres.
So yeah, I did learn this because at one point we were looking at Candlewood Lake. I was like, oh, maybe we should move there. I have nice memories there. My one aunt and uncle and cousins live there and they love it. And then I looked it up. I mean, this isn't why we,
no,
why I was like, not this lake. I looked it up and I learned that there's lots of buildings, like structure, like houses and whatnot that are still under there because they didn't demolish all of them. So if you were to like swim all the way to the bottom with some sort of like scuba diving equipment, you'd probably see some creepy stuff.
Well, do you want to be creeped out even more? Lake Norman.
Oh, I was saying, but I didn't hear anything creepy.
Lake Norman began to fill in 1963 after all the land that was originally in its place, including houses, churches, farms, and industrial buildings, was finally bought out by Duke Power and Energy. The majority of the land was left alone. Buildings stood in their place, and locals were asked to relocate their homes. Only a few of the taller buildings were demolished because of the risk they may have posed to boats traveling on the lake. And a few standalone graves as well as an entire cemeteries were relocated. Besides those few items moved or destroyed, everything else in the town remained as water began to flood the city.
Wait, in the lake we were just in?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Kevin didn't tell me that.
Take a dive down about 100 feet and you'll find a lost city that served as a noble sacrifice over 50 years ago. In celebration of the lake's 50th anniversary in 2013, archivists from the local Davidson College started a project to document the pieces of land and structures that were covered during the filling of the lake beginning in 1963. So, yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know. It's excited to creep you out.
I was excited.
Yeah, we were.
Did
I was
you
doing.
Double check this.
Yes, this is from the Charlotte.
Kevin didn't tell me that. He told me that they put plastic at the bottom to
this
hold
is
the
from
water in.
The Charlotte Norm. This looks like a legit website. Yeah, I mean, it. Yeah, here's pictures of it and stuff, and the dam. And, yeah. Did you ever hear about when Lake Opatcon had an anaconda in it?
I think, in passing.
Snake
it was like a pet, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
But
like an escaped pet.
So where I used to live in Lake Opatcon, a good amount of my friends are still, well, some have moved since, but this was in 2014?
Oh, it's recently?
2014? When was this? Let me pull.
Yeah, it says 2014, I'm
you
pretty
saw
sure
it?
In the link.
Yeah, 2014. So in 2014, there was all these like rumors going around that there was like an anaconda in Lake Opatcon. And so I got this snippet from NJ.com. Reptile specialist Gerald Andrejak told NJ.com Friday that the giant snake loose in Lake Opatcon is a green anaconda, though he'd previously only called it a boa constrictor, and that he was sworn to secrecy by a local animal control official to avoid causing a panic. It's a green anaconda, he said. I've known its species since last week, but I was sworn to keep my mouth shut by local officials to avoid causing a panic. Now that there is a panic, I'm going on the record. Over the last few weeks, media reports about the snake have been common. Boaters have been out looking for the snake, and local residents have expressed concern over their safety. I remember, like, my friends had gotten shirts made. Snake. They had like a nickname for it, and I couldn't remember it. But
did they ever get it? I'm assuming.
So in the end, they never found it. They gave up the search. They said it could. There's some snake, like lake snake, water snakes that can get up to 10 feet long. So it could have been that, but never found it. And the people that like saw it in their boathouse, never saw it again. So could have left.
That's creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
Maybe it's still there.
It could be. Could be at the bottom, just. Waiting.
Just at the bottom.
Just waiting.
Just getting bigger.
Summer snack.
Oh my God.
So remember how we were talking about the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I wonder what lake it is.
What is it?
Loch Ness. That's the name of the lake.
Duh.
Well, to be fair, like, it's called Loch, like, I think lakes in, was it Ireland?
No, it's Scotland.
Scotland are called lochs.
Oh.
So... Loch Ness is a large freshwater loch in Scottish Highlands, extending for approximately 23 miles southwest of Iverness. It takes its name from the River Ness, which flows from the northern end. Loch Ness is best known for claimed sightings of the cryptozoological Loch Ness Monster, also known affectionately as Nessie. It is one of a series of interconnected, murky bodies of water in Scotland. Its water visibility is exceptionally low due to a high peat content in the surrounding soil, which I wonder if that's like the Scottish like whiskey and bourbon has like a lot of peat in it.
Yeah,
so I wonder if that's same thing. Anyway, and so there'd been like sightings throughout history of people seeing it, but the most famous one is, you know, that like one picture of like its head sticking out of the water.
Yeah,
that everyone's seen. So that was taken in 1934.
Wow.
By English physician Robert Kenneth Wilson's. He took the picture. It's become an iconic image known as the surgeon's photograph and appeared to show the monster's small head and neck. The Daily Mail printed the photograph, sparking an international sensation. Many speculated that the creature was a plesiosaur, a marine reptile that went extinct some 65 and a half million years ago.
That's crazy.
So that's the little brief story about Loch Ness.
I hope it exists.
My golly gee. Southern gene in me really hopes that Loch Ness Monster is real.
Okay. On September 21st, 1933, Mabel Smith Douglas In 1933, Mabel Smith Douglas disappeared while rolling.
All right, let a professional take this over.
She appeared while she was rolling in a lake.
She was just rolling around. All right.
This is why Lauren
doesn't read the stories. In 1933, a lady by the name of Mabel Smith Douglas disappeared while rowing on Lake Placid. She was a successful educator, creating and serving as the first dean to the New Jersey College for Women at Rutgers.
Oh, what?
I kept it in here because I went to Rutgers, which was later named Douglas College in her honor.
Oh, yeah. Well, this makes sense because it was Lake Placid, which is in New York, like upstate New York. So Rutgers isn't that far.
I guess not. Her family was about to close up Camp Onondaga. Onondaga. For the season, and head back to New Jersey. The next day, when Douglas went out for a paddle, we cannot read this one.
I think it's just like the size. If the size was bigger, I could do it.
That's what she said. She wasn't seen, so she disappeared. She went out for a paddle, 1933, and she wasn't seen again for 30 years, which is like, wow, where was she? Scuba divers found Mabel's body.
You don't say. They found her body. Came across a body. It happens.
In 1963, in the depths of Lake Placid near Pulpit Rock, finding an old guide boat on a rock shelf, then continuing down. As they approached the bottom, 105 feet below the surface, they saw what they thought was a mannequin. It wasn't until one of them grabbed its arm and it detached from the rest of the body that they realized it was human, perfectly preserved due to the depths and the cold of the water.
I mean, let's just take a second to to think about this person. That
done.
They were.
I thought about her.
They were like, no, not her. Not she's dead.
Oh, the diver.
She's dead. She's
gone. Oh, there's some
the diver. Dropped. They're just like, we're gonna go for a cool dive, see what's down here, and they are like, oh, look at this cool mannequin, and then just get traumatized. Would you? I would never go scuba diving. I mean, I wouldn't go scuba diving. Period, gets even, right now.
Listen to this.
It gets worse.
Somewhat, yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
The chemical makeup of the water and conditions were just so that the outer layers of tissue of her body slowly started to turn into soap, giving her skin a hard, waxy white look that gave the divers the initial impression that she was made of plastic. She was laying on her right side with her legs together in a crouching position. She looked like she had just died 5 minutes ago, they said. The divers noticed a rope tied around her neck, which was attached to an anchor. Oh, one of the divers, Air Force Staff Sergeant Richard...
Don't even say that. It's a tricky word.
And it's a tricky one. I'm not going to say it. I'll say it. Richard N. motioned for the other 18-year-old Jimmy Rogers, that's an easy one, to stay with the body. So he had to stay with the body
alone at the
returned to the surface, where he intended to get a rope to mark the spot where the body lay so police can investigate it.
Sorry,
has
Richard.
Jimmy waited with the body in the deep, dark water, though, he grew disconcerted by the way Mabel looked like she could wake up at any second. He decided to bring her body to the surface himself. As he rose, though, the water with her, Mabel's face disintegrated before the eyes of the divers who were coming down to help Jimmy. Her arm, her other hand, and her head fell off in the process of getting her body out of the water. And all that was left by the time it was brought to the funeral home was a body that resembled a little more than a sculptor's rough clay form of an unfinished human statue.
I didn't know all that. Where did you find all that?
I found that on the website lakeplacid.com.
Oh my God, it's on their actual website. They're the story of the lady
in the lake.
They're like, come visit us. Listen to this story.
Yeah, you can have this guy tell you about it.
Oh God.
There she is. Before she was dead. There's a book about it. You can get a tour. Yeah. I'm going to go visit Lake Placid.
I only knew that the story of like, they said that the ghost of this girl is still at the lake. But I only knew the story that they assumed this girl killed herself because she had like depression and stuff but it was weird. They said that they thought she was better, but obviously she was not if she had an anchor tied to her. But the craziest part was that they said after 30 years she looked like completely
like a
preserved.
Mannequin. Yeah,
she looked like she had just died. I did not know about them taking her up to the surface and that all happening. I
hope you
these poor people.
Yeah, have fun thinking about that one.
Any other lake?
No, I look forward to hopefully possibly one day living on a lake.
Yeah, and I will keep you guys updated on my body watch.
Body watch.
I'll let you know when that happens. Not if, when that happens.
I'm hoping
much later in life, and I hope it's never. Not a Mabel situation.
I hope never. But yeah, remember.
Bodies are creepy. Dead bodies are creepy.
Everything is creepy.
especially lakes.
Thank you for listening.
I hope I ruined lake swimming for everybody after this.
Goodbye.
Because mine's always been ruined.
Take care. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.